Hello, Alan Meshuggin Jr. here, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. I'm excited about the topic today, and I want to thank you for listening because I believe that God has something special and something unique and something powerful in store for each and every one of you that are listening to this podcast today. Today, we're going to be talking about three powerful ways to walk in divine revelation. Three powerful ways to walk in divine revelation. I got a word about 3.5 years ago in prayer, and God began to show me that every truth is a deep, deep well. In other words, truth is truth. Truth does not change. And we need to understand that. The truth is the truth. Truth does not evolve. Truth is not changing. We got a problem with that today, and even in our nation. That we see things as evolving or becoming something different or something even what we would call better. But I'm here to tell you, truth is truth. The truth that was truth at the beginning of time is the same truth that is the truth today. And the Bible says that all truth can be found in one place. And that place is Jesus Christ, because the truth is in Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to give you my spirit, which is the spirit of truth, and he will lead you, guide you, and direct you into all truth. That's so powerful to me because he's giving us an invitation into all truth, the depths of truth. The Bible says that the spirit of man knows the spirit of man, but the spirit of God searches the deep things of God. And so there are depths, there are levels, there are dimensions found in every truth. Truth does not change. Truth remains. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever, because that truth is found in Jesus. But understand, within every truth, there are layers, there are depths that we can discover. And that means the truth that you're walking in today is truth. But there's a deeper truth within that truth that God wants to get you to, and that's where we come to this word revelation. The word revelation is a revealing. It's an uncovering. Every time you come to a truth, there's more truth within that truth. It's like an onion. Let's put it that way, okay? An onion has layers. It's all an onion. I mean, I can hold it in my hand and say, look at this onion. But you're only seeing the outside of the onion. You can begin to peel that onion, and there are layers of that onion. It's all the onion, but there are layers to it. There are depths to it. And we see that in the Word of God. Let me ask you this. Have you ever read a scripture, and maybe you've read that scripture 100 times, but every time you read it, you get something new out of it? It's the same truth, but you're seeing a new layer of it. Isn't that good? Isn't that powerful? So I want to give you three powerful ways to walk in divine revelation. In other words, I'm going to teach you today how to peel the onion, how to peel the layers and continue to peel the layers to discover more of what God wants you to see in his word. All right? Now, Jesus gave us this, and a lot of us, we just read past things like this, and we don't understand what it truly is, but truly, it's, you know, you hear people say all the time, it's in red letter, and what they're talking about is Jesus, everything Jesus says in the red letter edition of the Bibles, in the red letter edition Bibles is all in red, and it's there for you in red. In other words, that's the most important stuff is what Jesus is saying. It's all keys. It's all kingdom keys and kingdom principles that unlock things, that take you into realms that you've not stepped into before. You know, if you're on this side of the door, all you know is what's on this side, unless you've ever gone into the other room. But if you're on this side of the door, all you know is what's on this side until the door is open and you're able to step into a realm you've never been in before. And that's the thing. Kingdom keys, give us the ability to unlock things and walk and move from one realm into another where we're going into a place, being able to move into places and territories that we've never been able to walk in before. But that kingdom key gives us the ability to fully explore the things that God has for our lives. So it's there for you in red. And this is one of those things. I want to read it to you. It's found in Luke, the 11th chapter, starting in and around the fifth verse. I'll start at the fifth verse. It says, "And he said to them," now here we go in red, "which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within." I love this. So you got one, let's stop there for a second. You got one person on this side of the door who has a need of something, and you have someone on the other side of the door who is there who has what they need. All right? He's within. So you've got one without and one within. Here we go. Verse 7. "And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you," this is exactly what would happen if somebody came to my door, by the way, at midnight. "I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be open. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Now, here's something, I mean, we won't even go here, but he says, give him the Holy Spirit. Well, we know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth that will lead us, guide us, direct us in all truth. In other words, he said, a son is in position to receive the Spirit that gives him the ability to go into all truth. All right, so that's powerful in and of itself, but that's not what I want to focus in on today. I want to talk to you about what he says here, where he's talking about this illustration. He says, a man goes to his friend's door, and it's really, really late at night, and he says, "Hey, I have some need of some bread because I've got some friends coming, and I don't have anything to give them." He said, that man's not going to open the door for his friend because he's a friend, because it's late at night. He doesn't want to get up. He doesn't want to disturb the household to get up to get the man's stuff. So he'd just say, listen, come back. You know, the door's shut. He said, but what's going to cause him to get up? It's not the fact that he's a friend. It's that the man is persistent and he continues to knock. All right. So then he says, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you will find. And knock and the door will be open to you. I want to suggest to you that this, he's speaking to you of dimensions. He's speaking to you of ways to access things that are beyond where you currently are. In other words, you're on this side of the door. That which you need is on the other side. You're standing without and your answer is within. He's showing us the ways to access. Number one, the first dimension of walking into divine revelation is asking. Let me say that again. The first dimension to walking into divine revelation is asking. Ask and you will receive. There's a greater dimension, which is the next. We'll get to it. But the first dimension is asking. You have not because you ask not. A lot of times we're not asking the right questions, and because we're not asking the right questions in life, we're not discovering new things. You know, let me make this practical for you. One of the ways that God gives me revelation in His Word is while I'm studying, while I'm reading, and I read something, I pause and I ask the right question. In other words, Like if I'm reading a passage of scripture and I see a name, then I might ask the question to the Lord. I might ask while in my reading, in my study, I might ask, you know, if I pause on that, then there's a reason that the Holy Spirit has had me to pause on that name. Then I'm going to ask the question, what does that name mean? And now I'm going to step into that. I'm going to begin to study that out because if I can study out that name, I might find a deeper truth, and that truth leads me to a revelation, right? Let me give you an illustration of that, all right? You know, you read the passage of Scripture where Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" Well, you know, some say he asked his disciples this question. "Who do men say that I am?" They said, "Well, some say you're like Jeremiah, you're like Isaiah, you're like Elijah, you're like one of the prophets." He said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And Simon answered up, and one of his disciples, Simon, answered, the brother of Andrew, answered and said to him, he said, "You are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed to this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." He said, "And I tell you, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth, you bound in heaven, loose on earth, it will be loose in heaven." Then he says, "I tell you, your name is Peter." In other words, he changed his name, all right? Now, anytime there's a change of name, you might want to ask, what does that name mean? Well, the name Simon means like a reed that can be blown about. And his name was Simon. So Simon's easily moved. He's easily swayed. He is whoever he's around. He said, "But now you're no longer are you going to be Simon. I'm going to call you Peter." And Peter means rock, or it means piece of the rock. In other words, something that is moving around is now going to become something that is not easily moved. So when you ask the right questions, you discover things like that, which leads you to greater revelations or depths of the truth or even of what Jesus was saying. Now, that's just a simple little illustration, but a lot of times we're not getting answers because we're not asking. We're not going new places because we're not asking the right questions. You know, we have the permission from God to ask anything according to his will. And we know that if we'll ask anything according to his will, that we'll receive it. That we can ask him. Here's what the book of James says, okay? In the book of James, it says, if any man lacks wisdom, wisdom is the understanding of how to make something work. So he says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask from the Lord who will give. Give it to him liberally. He won't hold it back. He'll give him that wisdom, the application of knowledge. Here's the understanding, the application of knowledge, how to make it work. So a lot of times we're not getting into greater levels of truth or understanding or revelation, revealing things being revealed in our life because we're not asking, what does this mean? What more is there to this? We're not asking, okay? So ask, he said, ask and you will receive. The second dimension of walking into divine revelation is seeking. Now, seeking to me is a level beyond asking. Because now that I'm at, and let me say this too, it's not that you abandon one for the other. What do I mean by that? It's not that when you step into the second dimension of seeking, you abandon asking. It just means that you've been asking, and you've been asking to a point now that the answer has not come to you in the time that you want to see it happen, or you feel an urgency that as you've been asking and you have not seen the breakthrough yet, that it moves you into a dimension of seeking. Now, seeking is a greater dimension to me than asking, because now it's you getting out of where you are, and you are beginning to kind of push away all distractions. And you know, fasting is a great time of seeking to me, where you begin to lay things down, or you put things aside, or maybe you're setting aside more time to get in the presence of the Lord so that you can get some understanding and begin to receive from the Lord. Let me give you an illustration of this in Scripture. The disciples got alone with Jesus one day after he was teaching a great multitude of people. And they asked him, they said, "Jesus, why is it that you speak to the multitudes in parables, in stories? Why aren't you just giving it to them plain? Like, why aren't you just saying what you mean and instead of hiding it in a story, hiding the truth?" That's what a parable is, by the way. It's a story that kind of hides a greater truth in it. And if you can discern what the story means, spiritually discern what the story means, you can receive the greater truth that's hidden in the story. And so they asked him, "Why are you hiding the truth? Like, why are you giving it to them in parables?" And Jesus said, "Because it's these kingdom truths are not for them, because they're just here for miracles. They're here for the fishes. They're here for the loaves. They're here for the miracles. They're here for what they want. In other words, they want the miracles. They want to be fed, but they don't want me. They're not putting themselves in a position to lay down everything to follow me." He said, "But to you," this is in Scripture, find it. He said, "But to you, I will reveal the secrets of the kingdom." Now, why would he say that to them? He said, "Because in the multitude, in seeing they do not see, and in hearing they do not hear." He said, "But I tell you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear." He said, "I'll give you the secrets of the kingdom." Why? Because these are the ones who have left everything to follow him. They're seeking after him. They're seeking after what is in him. See, that's what a disciple does, by the way. A disciple is a follower of someone, and they are laying down everything else to seek after what that person has, what the information that is in them. They want to sit at their feet so that they can know what is in their head. That's a powerful truth. So seeking goes beyond asking, because asking really doesn't require any abandon. But seeking requires you to begin to lay certain things down and let go of certain things to put yourself in a position to be a recipient of greater truth, okay? So seeking is another dimension that you've got to go after it. You've got to know, asking's the first dimension because you have to know what you want. Seeking puts you in another dimension because now you're beginning to press in. Now you're beginning to get alone with God. You're beginning to devote more time to God. You're beginning now to lay aside distractions and get things out of your life that are keeping you from possessing the greater truths that God wants to get you into. That's seeking, okay? Which brings us to the third dimension. The third dimension of walking in divine revelation is knocking. Now, knocking is the heartbeat of this story that Jesus just told us about the man at his friend's door at the late night, in the late night hours, asking for bread. All right? Oh my goodness, this is powerful. Because the knocking dimension puts you in position to receive what the average person cannot get through asking and seeking. I said that wrong. There are things that we are receiving in the asking and seeking dimensions, but there are certain things that can only be received by stepping into that realm of knocking. Because knocking is true persistent faith. So there are things that certain people are only going to get when they step into this realm of knocking, because knocking is persistence. It goes beyond the norm, and it puts you into a place where you're like, "I will not stop. I'm not coming off of this thing until I get my answer." Let me give you a scriptural reference for this level, okay? There are many, but let me give you one. There's a man named Jacob in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And Jacob is in a place, and he begins to wrestle, and you read the passage of scripture there, he begins to wrestle with God, with a man. And he begins to wrestle, and he's wrestling with God. And it gets to a point to where he says, I will not let go until you bless me. He would not let go. He would not relent. And in that, there was a name change from Jacob to Israel. He became Israel because he would not relent. Are you seeing what I'm saying here? He wrestled. The man who wrestled God, Jacob wrestled God. God appeared to him in the form of a man, and Jacob wrestled with him and said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And it was that persistence, him being relentless, that brought an incredible breakthrough, a blessing in his life. That's the knocking dimension. The knocking dimension says, I will not stop. I will not let go. Even when you say, I'm not going to open this door, I will not stop until the door opens. Because I know there's more here. And I know that I can step into it if I will be persistent and relentless in my pursuit of what God has for me. See, there are some people who will only ever walk in the asking and seeking dimension. But the knocking dimension says, not only am I going to ask, not only am I going to seek, but I'm going to take that asking and seeking now into the realm of knocking, which says, I will not let go until I receive the answer. I'm going to dig in. I'm going to press in. I'm going to take hold, and I will not let go until I receive what it is that I'm looking for. There's a man that in Nigeria, Africa, who he pastors probably one of the largest churches in the world. And there was a time that he was fasting when his church was like 5,000 or so members strong. And he was fasting. His name's David Oyedepo. And he was fasting during this time. And so much so that his wife said, if you do not stop this fast, you're going to die. So I don't know how long this fast was, but he was in this incredible time of fasting. He was not eating. And his wife finally said to him, if you don't stop fasting, you're going to die. You know what he said back to his wife? He said, I'd rather die than pastor a church this small. He had a church of 5,000, okay? But he said, I'd rather die than pastor a church this small. Well, if that's not the knocking dimension, then I don't know what is. Because he's saying, I'm not going to come off. I know there's more. I know that there's more that God wants to bring me into. See, every new dimension every realm that God wants to bring you into has to be pressed into. Let me explain that. Hopefully you can catch this here. The Apostle Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So every believer has a high calling, but every believer will determine by their asking, seeking, and knocking how high they will go. Oh, I got to say that again. Okay. Every believer has a high calling, but every believer will determine through their asking and seeking and knocking how high they will go. So every new realm, you can walk into this realm and you can stay in this realm, or you can press into a new realm of glory that God wants to bring you into, which brings about a greater revelation and understanding and knowledge of who He is and what He wants to do in your life. And the wonderful thing is, every realm we walk into with God, there's more to ask, there's more to seek, there's knocking to be done. And as we do that, we begin to peel back the layers of the onion, and we begin to see what we've not seen, and we begin to hear what we've not heard, and we begin to understand what we've not understood before. Doesn't Scripture say, "I hath not seen"? ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of men the things that God has prepared for them who love him. But these things are revealed to us through the Spirit. So the Spirit, they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So here's the key here, okay? Asking, seeking, and knocking, these three dimensions that will help us to walk into divine revelation. See, there are things that you can receive in the asking dimension that you know you can receive in that dimension, but if there are things that you can only receive when you take it into asking and seeking, and there are things that you can only receive when you take it into asking, seeking, and knocking, because it's different levels of pressing into things. I hope you can hear that in the Spirit, what I'm saying to you. And so the Spirit of God, the Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Well, where is the Spirit of God leading us? He's leading us into the deep things of God. He's leading us into the understanding of God, into the knowledge of God, into the wisdom of God. And with every level I step into comes a grace, because grace is being multiplied to me. It gives me a grace now to walk in that realm with him and begin to take new territory and begin to accomplish greater things. And you know, that's the thing. If you can't see it, you can't have it. If you don't know it's there, then you'll never even go after it. So ask, seek, knock. Because he says, for everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks the one who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be open. Now, what would happen if we positioned our life in asking, seeking, and knocking, that we're operating in all three dimensions? That I'm asking the right questions, that I'm seeking after the things of God, and that I'm moving into a level of persistence and relentlessness with God that causes me to break through into places in God that I've never been before. Now, trust me, that's what it takes. That's why the Bible says, and Jesus said it himself, because the disciples were wondering why they couldn't operate in certain levels where they were operating comfortably at a level, but then they encountered a level that they weren't able to operate in. Here's what Jesus said. He said, these things cometh not except for by prayer and fasting. In other words, if you're wanting to operate in this level, then you're going to have to put yourself in a position to be able to press into it, to be able to walk in it. And that's going to require time with the Lord and a time of seeking God and pressing in. So every new level in God, every depth, I see it in my spirit. I'm trying to see how to explain it to you. Every new depth, it's like you come to a barrier, so to speak. You're operating at this level of understanding and wisdom and knowledge and relationship. And then you it's like you hit a barrier, and that barrier now is the gateway to the next dimension. And it has to be pressed through. And so every time we come to those moments in our life, we have to be persistent in our pursuit. We have to continue to press in. We have to continue to believe. We have to continue asking and seeking and knocking so that we can walk into the greater things that God has for our life. Hopefully this podcast has helped you today. I hope that it's encouraged you today. Make sure that you go on online, fullturn.com, or visit our Facebook page, Facebook.com/FullTurnChurch. Go and explore all of our resources. We have an app, Full Turn Church. Go and download our app on your mobile device. We've got books and sermons and teachings that we want to get to you. But I'm believing that this message, listen, if you can just take the basic, you know, thing of what I taught to you today, begin to ask, begin to seek, begin to up your level of persistence in your pursuit. Watch what God will do. you'll see breakthrough after breakthrough in your life. God bless you. Thank you for listening today. And I hope that this has been life-changing. And know this, God has a plan, purpose, and destiny for your life.